Turn up the volume and grab your notebook. It's time to live life consciously. Welcome to Conscious Not Crazy. I'm Corey, your host, and a parent just like you. I'm here to share from my own experiences as a parent and educator to help you better understand the why behind your child's behavior and to provide you with tools to end all of the exhausting and unproductive power struggles. So feel proud you took the first step by tuning into this podcast. I hope this approach to parenting changes your life the way it changed mine. Welcome back to Conscious Not Crazy. I'm Corey. I'm your host. And I am so excited today to have my dear friend, Brianne Bongiovanni, here with me. I've talked about her in some of my other episodes, and she truly has been an inspiration to me. She's been a mentor to me. And she is also the owner of Bambini Create TV for all of my KC friends. It's in Kansas City, Missouri. It's in Martin City, more specifically. And I've talked a lot about her school because truly the school and my kids going there and me having the opportunity to teach there really is what led me to Conscious Not Crazy. Brie was the one that sat in my family room with me, oh gosh, probably 10 years ago. Really? Creating the Conscious Not Crazy logo and coming up with the name. And here we are. So I wanted to bring Brie on as I talk a lot about, you know, the why behind behavior, managing behavior, how to best support our kids, especially in this ever-changing, crazy world, to share kind of her story because she's an entrepreneur and she had a dream and the why behind Bambini. Because without Bambini and without Brie fulfilling her dream, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. So I'm going to let Brie share a little bit about her journey, how we met and became friends, and I'll let you take it away.
Well, thank you so much. I'm excited to be here because Corey's had a whole journey. So to be here and to be able to share, you know, what we've done and how we've grown together on a podcast is really such a great opportunity. So in 2011, I started Bambini Create TV. But before that, the journey kind of ended up because I really wanted to work with children. And I also have these other gifts, like the arts. And I loved acting and comedy. And so I just really couldn't figure out which one I wanted to do because you're asked to pick one. And so I kind of spent some time discovering my own talent in each of those areas. I ended up in Chicago because I was accepted into Second City Conservatory, where I graduated. And then I designed exhibits for Chicago Children's Museum at the same time that I was living there, because I also have an arts background. And so in this time, I discovered at Chicago Children's Museum the Reggio Emilia approach. And I fell in love with this philosophy. I had never seen anything like it. It was a completely different model. It was the most meaningful experience I've ever seen in an educational setting for children, something that really honored the kids. So after graduating from Second City and spending time designing exhibits for the museum, I had to really ask, what's my path here? Where do I go? Do I go this way or do I go that way? And I really prayed. And that was really important for me to just say, God, listen, you already put it in my book of life, what I am to do and how I am to serve. And so it was a no-brainer. I needed to go in the direction of serving children. When you have a personality type like mine and you're all in, you sell everything you own. I moved to Reggio where the philosophy was made famous. I studied there. I became an intern at the Lori Smalaguzzi Center. And I met Enrico Bongiovanni, my husband, who I married there. So I spent 2 years there. Came back to my hometown of Kansas City and built the school of my dreams. That's how Bambini came to be. The journey from there is Corey was part of my first families that started the school. And Corey came in like all parents come in, wanting to do their best, but not knowing what to do. She had a little guy that's similar to my personality type, a real go-getter. And she was challenged with this little guy and she walked in one day and said,
still challenged to this day.
It never ends. Yeah, it's been fun watching their dynamic because it makes me really appreciate my mother from a different perspective. But when she walked in and he was having a hard morning, she looked at me and it was like, what can I do? And I said, well, I'll tell you what you can do. I don't know if you'll be able to do it. A lot of people have a hard time doing it. And she said, oh, no, not me. You just told me what to do. I'll do it. I said, you just got to say goodbye to him and walk off. Wish him a good day and then leave. He'll be all right. She said, oh, I've got that. He's all yours. And so when you see separation anxiety and some of those things, it doesn't affect just the child, also affects the parent. And she was good. She was able to do that, which is a hard thing. It would be hard for me to do, really hard for me to do, because I'm super empathetic. And to see a kid distressed, that would trigger all the alarms in me. So I was really impressed that she was like, no, this seems like the right thing to do. I'll take your advice. That's where I'm at. I'm going to wish him a great day, give him a kiss and leave. And that was kind of the beginning of our journey. And she was always so receptive as a mom to want to do the best for kids and has all the humility. It's why I love her. She's the most humble and will share the God's honest truth about what it looks like with parenting. And that's why this Conscious Not Crazy is destined for pure success, because this is where parents are feeling exactly like she does. The difference for her is that she's such a good communicator with so much grace and so much humility that you could really relate to this stuff. So I'm really excited for her to take her show on the road and share this with you, share her experience with you, share it along the side of you, especially in different ages and stages. I've been able to witness what it looks like pretty intimately, the parent journey through Corey. And that's been really eye-opening, and it's a journey. And so Corey, you know, developed the skill. I was hurt for a teacher and just good people. My school requires really good people. And I don't want just good teachers. I want people who model and could stop and have the conversation of what it means to be a good person. So it's different than just educating kids. It's that true mentorship. Our kids are apprentices in our classroom. I just felt like she had the experience and the grit and the personality and the care to do that. And I was also desperate. So I looked at her one day and she was like, have you found anybody yet for that teaching position? And I was like, no. And then I saw a look in her eyes and I was like, wait, you kind of have a look in your eye that looks a bit interested. Well, I don't pass that look up, especially if it's somebody that I believe is awesome. And so I was like, are your eyes telling me that you might be interested in this? And she was like, I would think about it. And I was like, oh, this is good. So I brought her on. Corey learned all the things because she's available to learn all the things. She made an excellent teacher at her school. I still rely on her support to help other teachers. And I always hope to have her in my pocket to share her gifts. And so what's really neat is watching that person grow in my school and then becoming her own thing, which you guys have the great opportunity to learn from.
Well, and I think that is so interesting because we send our kids to school, right, to learn and grow as humans. And the unique thing, or what always drew me to Bambini is, and what I've realized now stepping back, is seeing how much the adults in that environment grow, myself especially. And I have so much gratitude. And I just feel forever blessed that I had the opportunity to not only be a parent, but to be a teacher. Because when you work with kids in the way that we work with kids in your environment, it's just hard to describe, but you learn and you unravel so much about the why behind behavior. And it's not just applicable to the kids. And it was funny because my dad was watching the podcast as the episodes have come out. And he said, well, this stuff could be useful to anybody. Yeah, sure. And I'm like, yeah, because it's just basic human behavior stuff. A lot of the things that I learned at Bambini and learned through utilizing the tools and skills in any business book. So they're right. Not new concepts. It's just in the context of a school and teaching kids in this way, which is amazing because it sets them up to have so many skills that are applicable to real world scenarios and situations. I would say my kids have pretty higher level thinking, social emotional skills. They are very intuitive to other people's feelings and emotions. We are all very good in articulating our feelings and emotions. And yes, I've definitely grown in that. I was not the same person the day I was dropping the screaming kid clinging to me, all but Bambini. So we all have that ability to learn and grow if we're open to it. And I think that's the key. I think it's being open to it, having enough humbleness to own up to our own failures. Like, I am not afraid to be like, yeah, I totally accepted that. Yeah. And I say this all the time. My biggest goal is just do better than yesterday because I'm still going to make mistakes, even knowing everything I know.
Sure.
And that's my hope for my kids. And I've also talked about the modeling of behavior. And I think that's another one. Yeah. Telling our kids to act a certain way or to do a certain thing is one thing, but actually modeling that for them is another, because we're going to continually face that. I have teenagers now, so with different challenges every night. Brie got to walk into one of those this morning. So the challenge is always changing, but I think it's so interesting that I sent my kids to a school because I saw the value in it from the moment I toured it. You know, there's just nothing like it from the environment, all of it. And of course, this lovely lady right here. But to think of how much I grew as a person because of the school I sent my kids to is just so impactful.
This is what we want out of a school.
Yeah.
And when we look at what is a school, we just passively absorb so much of how things are set up for us. You know, the construct of our social lives. So we just go to school. You don't even think about school being anything different. I became very interested in a different type of school, a different type of learning environment when I went into a lot of schools. I went into a lot of schools in Chicago, especially when I worked at Chicago Children's Museum. And I just, my spirit didn't feel good about what I was seeing in schools. And really, most of the time that I spent in different schools, I felt like I was watching just kids, they just seem so marginalized.
Well, their spirits get squashed, yes. I think.
And you see it, they wear that on them. And I, you know, I tour a lot of people at my school and I talk about the school neuters us from what makes us special and unique.
Right.
And one of the things that I share with people is the traditional mindset of school is the child is empty. We must fill them with knowledge. And you know, I look back at older models of teaching, and teaching looks so different for our earlier civilization. You were an apprentice of others. You walked along the side of them. You learned from them. If someone wanted to learn a trade in, you know, ancient times, they didn't go to school for it. They moved in with the people that do it, so that they could, you know, absorb and be a part of real life. And we learn through our relationships and our social interactions. So for me, I was just, there was a part of my journey after seeing all the things that I had seen in schools. And I just wanted to rethink what education could look like. And I think, you know, everybody likes to give me praise for how the school is. And it's hard to feel responsible for all the things of the school. So many people have injected it with goodness and has made it what it is today. But one thing that I do look back and I'm thankful for is that I had the guts to even question what a school could be.
Right.
And I want my students to be able to do that same very thing, because it was just that question alone that kicked off a whole party for me.
Well, and you talk about that questioning, that's you modeling what the school does. And I'm going to share this story really quick, but the kids come out of your school questioning everything. My daughter had a birthday party at Pino's Palette. Gosh, I don't remember. It was like her 8th birthday or something. So it was years ago. She's 13 now. And this was like you could almost call it like a science experiment that we didn't plan for. But there were some kids from the traditional educational system at her party, because she has friends that she played soccer and sports with outside of Bambini. And then she had the Bambini friends there. And it was so interesting because you go to Pino's Palette, right? They give you the canvas They put the picture up that you're all supposed to paint. Everyone's going to paint the same thing. They're going to give you the colors you're supposed to use. It's very laid out, methodical. This is what you're supposed to do. And it was so interesting because all of the Bambini kids that were there questioned, can I paint something else? Can I use different colors? And I'm like, sure, I paid for the canvas, the place, paint whatever you want. Right. Pick another picture, get whatever colors you want. But they thought to question it, or they just did something different because they were confident enough just to do something different. And the kids that came from the traditional school system didn't think to question it till they saw those Bambini kids questioning it. So they just followed directions. So in traditional schools, it's like we teach them as if we still live in the industrial, we've talked about the industrial revolution, like that factory mindset. This is how you do it. This is how it's done. Don't question anything. And that really does take that creativity and that the idea of thinking and being and having your own thoughts and ideas and know that tree might have purple in it. But I remember sharing that experience and just seeing that play out in real time. Wow, like the impact of education on these two groups of kids right in front of my face. And it just made me again so grateful. So the kids, this is the other thing, the kids then started painting what they were being told to paint. They're like, well, we can paint something different. I said, absolutely. But they'd already started painting it. And so then I was asking them questions, again, trying to foster this new mindset. Well, but I've already started. I said, well, what can we do to, and it was like, well, we can paint the campus white again. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always a solution to every problem. And that's what I love about Bambini. It really just fosters that mindset.
One thing just to point out is most of us are taught what to think.
Not how to think.
But not how to think. And I think when you grow up as a passive learner in the classroom, right, you get to choose A, B, C, or D, or they have questions with answers and you are to remember that answer. At Bambini, we really want kids to be able to think these things through.
Right.
We like the push and pull. Corey, you see that differently than I do.
Awesome.
Tell me more about that. We want people to have foundational understanding of concepts and to really be able to exercise the mind in many different situations and many different tasks to really shape.
And I think it's transferable. It's knowledge that's transferable. It's not just learn this thing, rote memory, and it applies to this. It's just like you said, it's understanding the concept, how something works. Yes, it's just transferable to a lot more things in their life. So it's amazing. I just am forever blessed that you decided and had the courage to build a school.
Yeah, I'm crazy. I'm nuts.
It is not easy owning a school,
it's
people.
Not easy.
It is not.
You have to love it. You have to love it. And I feel like God has definitely blessed me with so much love for it that I'll take everything that it comes with. It's not for everybody.
So tell me the ages that can go to your school. Tell me specifically where the school's located. And do you have like room? Because a lot of people think it's a preschool.
Yeah. Well, we started as a preschool. Mm-hmm. And then people didn't want their kids to leave.
That was me.
And went into elementary. But yeah, we serve students 2.5 in potty training through 5th grade and now this next school year, 6th grade. And we have mixed age classrooms in elementary, which has excellent research. Look up mixed age classrooms.
Amazing.
And the benefits of what children learn from peer models who are within their zone of proximal development. Our kids perform at a really high level just through the organic process of scaffolding learning.
And just to explain that to some of the parents out there that might not understand that, here is an example of zone of proximity. The kids come in the morning and they sign in as early as the 2.5-year-olds, meaning signing their name, which might look like a scribbly line, right? Yes. If a parent comes in and writes their name for them because they don't have that skill, that parent is outside that child's zone of proximity. Because now the child's comparing their work to mine as a parent.
Right.
And what that does to the child is it does not build their confidence. They stop because they know it's not achievable. So they give up or they quit and they don't have the confidence to try again. Whereas instead in this environment, you have a peer come up that might have a few more skills than they do. Maybe they can make out a couple letters, support that child and help them with the writing. That's within their range or their zone of proximity. So it's more doable and achievable, and then the child doesn't shut down. So if your child shuts down when you do something for them, this is why, and that's what Bree's talking about.
You know, since we're deeply relational, creatures, peer-to-peer learning is way more successful than adult care.
And I can say my kids were the first kids to go through fifth grade at the school. My daughter actually started at age 2 and went all the way to fifth grade. My son was 4 just because the school didn't exist. And my kids, because people are like, well, how are they going to transition? My kids have done amazing. Academically, they've done amazing. Socially, they've done amazing. We've had no issues with that transition. If anything, they're just learning different skills. Like they're learning how to memorize because they haven't had to do that.
Right.
But they're just learning, you know, another way the world works. But because of the strong foundation they've had, they really know how to advocate for themselves, speak up for themselves. And I have 2 totally different kids. Bree knows this. I have the kid that shuts down and is more quiet. And I have the kid that, you know, exactly what's going on all the time. So it's not like my kids are, no 2 kids are just alike. So they're completely different personalities and they're both thriving. And now that they are in a more traditional environment. And one of my kids too has some struggles academically that haven't been struggles.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, everything's been amazing. So you'll have to check out Bambini. So enroll.
It's 400 East 135th Street in South KC. So Martin City, to be exact, because that was one of the things you wanted me to share.
Yeah, between RC's and the brewery.
And we are enrolling right now for the 24-25 school year. And then summer camp also comes live on our website at bambinicreativity.com.
And if you have one of the littles that you're still maybe working on the potty training with, I know you guys do a summer camp to help with that.
Yes, that's how it works.
Group is strong and helping support that.
That's right. So that all comes out here in February, end of February, early March for summer camp.
So tell them how to get to your website.
Yeah, it's www.bambinicreativity.com.
Perfect. And I will put that in the show notes too. So you can find a link to Bambini. Bree also does tours. So if you want to do a one-on-one tour and then you can go to the website and check for any events she has that are open to the community to go check out the school. But I know she's always available for tours and I highly recommend it. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Bree's going to be back. We're going to dive into some other topics, but I just wanted to let you hear from her, hear a little bit about her background and how Bambini came to be. And this is why I'm here, you guys. So thanks so much for tuning in. And I look forward to talking to you guys soon. Take care. Thanks so much for tuning in to Conscious Not Crazy. I hope you're finding comfort in knowing you are not alone. Parenting is hard and the struggle is real. I am forever grateful for this amazing community of like-minded parents striving to simply do better than yesterday. Until next time, keep on living life consciously. I can't wait to connect with you again soon. Be sure to follow me on Facebook and visit my website, consciousnotcrazy.com. All the details can be found in the show notes. Now go get back to the never-ending, exhausting, and yet most fulfilling job you'll ever do.